Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Todorovic, joined by my co-host, Dr. Matthew James Lorraine Franklin Barton. Round of applause. Woohoo, woohoo. How are you, Maddie?
Well.
Okay. Today, A to Z. We're still on the alphas. There's a lot of alphas over these past couple of weeks. A lot of things are called alpha, which sort of means like the first, right?
In the alphabet of?
Greek. The Greeks. The ancient Greeks. Not the Romans, but the Greeks. Alpha and Omega. All right. So today's topic is Alpha 1 antitrypsin. What a wonderful term. Yeah. Alpha 1 antitrypsin. All right. So let's break it down like we usually do, Matt. Alpha 1 comes from the fact that when they take this protein from blood, which is where it's sitting, mind you, and run it on a gel. Have you heard of a gel electrophoresis
yes.
before?
Yes.
Do you think you're smart enough to explain it to people?
Oh, I think it's just electric charge.
Yeah.
By the electric charge, it attracts proteins towards it, and depending on the
talking to the microphone for a second.
Depending on the size of the protein, yeah. would probably determine how far it travels within the gel.
Okay, so yeah, that's good for a terrible explanation. The gel in a gel electrophoresis is
porous,
generally made up of like algae, and it's porous. And so it being just like if someone said you need to run through a cornfield compared to a small dog running through a cornfield, you're going to experience more
resistance.
That's right. So you're going to go slower than the dog. Same thing happens in a gel electrophoresis. The bigger the proteins or the molecules, the slower they'll move. Like you said, one end of the gel has a positive charge associated with it and the other end has a negative charge. And because proteins are mostly negatively charged because of their phosphate backbones, they get pulled towards the positive charge. Brilliant. So when you take alpha 1 and you run it on a gel, well, it will migrate to what's called the alpha 1 globulin region. So they know that there is a region where a number of proteins accumulate on a gel, and they've called this the alpha 1 globulin region. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So there's other alpha 1 globulins that migrate there, and these include things like HDL, high density lipoproteins. So they're alpha 1 globulins, and erosomucoid. Have you heard of that?
Never.
Neither had I. So erosomucoid, it's an acute phase protein involved in inflammation. So basically, it's released in the early stages of inflammation to help support that process. So the point I'm making here is that they're all known as alpha 1 globulins and they all migrate to that area. Alpha 1 antitrypsin is no different. Now, when proteins migrate on a gel, they have different bonds that they different bands that they migrate to on the gel, and they're denoted by different Greek letters. So we spoke about the alpha 1 band, but there's other regions as well. Now you've got subregions. That's where the 1 comes from. So you can have alpha 2, alpha 3. So the alpha 1 is referring to a subband within the gel. That's where the alpha 1 goes to. Okay, got there. That's where the alpha 1 name comes from. Then we need to talk about the antitrypsin aspect of this. Right, so firstly, this whole protein or enzyme, because it's trypsin, it's produced in the liver, and it's a single chain sugar protein, which we call a glycoprotein, sugar protein, made up of 3 beta sheets and 9 alpha helices. Mm-hmm. So we've spoken about alpha helices, haven't we?
We have.
Right, go back to that episode. We haven't spoken about beta sheets, no. But they're like...
Probably next year.
Yeah. Are they more like corrugated iron?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Now, the function of this alpha-1 antitrypsin is it inhibits trypsin. That's why it's called antitrypsin. And trypsin is a protease.
Yep, which we see within the digestive tract.
Yes, that's one place. Yeah, so proteases simply just break up proteins, right? They're molecular scissors that chop them up. But the specific protein that antitrypsin targets is elastase.
Okay, yes.
An elastase is an enzyme that breaks up proteins that make up elastin, mm-hmm. and elastin is present in stretchy tissues like...
Lung.
The lungs, that's right.
This is where it comes in now.
Here we go. So, now this is important because when you have inflammation, you release a whole bunch of enzymes mm-hmm. that try and break things down. Right, because we think, oh, there's a problem. Let's bust stuff up. We'll rebuild it later. But if you've got an inflammatory process in the lungs, it can break down the elastic proteins. And so sometimes you need to release alpha-1 antitrypsin to balance it out.
To say stop.
Yeah, it says, hey, I get it. I know why you're being released. You're trying to break down, you know, bacteria is made up of proteins and so forth. Right, so let's talk about this in a little bit more detail. During inflammation, white blood cells, like neutrophils, they release elastase. And they do this because elastase breaks the proteins that make up the microorganisms, right? Because microorganisms made up of proteins. It's also important in tissue remodeling, which happens during inflammation. But it has to be tightly regulated, especially in the lungs. Nice. Because... the lungs have high abundance of elastin. If you're in other tissues of the body, it's not a big deal because you're not going to have huge amounts of elastin that are required for that organ's survival. But in the lungs, it does. So you've got the neutrophils releasing elastase, breaking it down. But if you're in the lungs, whoa, stop. Alpha-1 antitrypsin is released and it helps protect. But you can have, as you can with everything, deficiencies. Mm-hmm. So you can have a deficiency in alpha-1 antitrypsin. What do you think that means?
Well, that would then mean that you have excessive elastin loss.
Correct.
That wrap around your alveoli.
Your what, sorry?
Alveoli.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you said olive oil. Yeah,
sorry. That's because we're talking in Greek terms. So what happens is you'll have excessive loss of elastin around the alveoli.
Yep.
And they lose their elastic recoil.
Yeah.
Now, we commonly would see this in conditions where people have smoked long periods of time.
Because it can do the same thing.
Because I think that in tobacco smoke, that annoys the macrophages in your alveoli excessively.
Yep.
And they release these enzymes. Well, they release chemicals that will break down elastin.
Yeah, but that are elastase.
But that's induced by smoking.
That's right, is seen as to promote the inflammatory process within that tissue.
Yeah,
so it's no different.
But in this case, a person may have a genetic abnormality, I'm guessing, where they haven't produced this anti-enzyme.
Yep.
And therefore, the elastase has been left unopposed.
That's right. And so you can then develop a condition which we call chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, where the problem is you can bring the air in, but because you don't have the elastic recoil to let that air out, you have hyperinflation, trapping issues. You hold on to carbon dioxide and gas exchange becomes poor.
And this would specifically be the phenotype of emphysema.
That's right. Yes. Now, the other important point here is that because the liver produces this alpha-1 antitrypsin, which I mentioned earlier, diseases of the liver like cirrhosis can impact its production and lead to these imbalances as well. So you could potentially in theory, you could be more susceptible to COPD if you have cirrhosis.
Mm. Interesting.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if there's a link there.
You're just working off the first principles.
I'm working off first principles. But Matt, that, my friend.
That's great.
Is alpha 1
antitrypsin. I always wondered that link.
Well.
But you've solved it well.
I've answered the question as I usually do.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.